Hi, this is Natasha, aka Natty Willie, from the Nerd Element at AwesomeCon DC. And I'm here with Gail Z. Martin, author of the Ascendant Kingdoms trilogy. Is it a saga. Trilogy? Is it a saga?
Mm-hmm.
How many books is it?
Well, four so far.
So far?
Well, two out, one coming next year, one under contract for the year after, and we'll see after that.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a good series. Now, what inspired you to start writing?
I've always loved to read. And when I was about 14, it occurred to me that the writers who were writing then weren't going to live forever. So If somebody didn't write new books, then when those people died off of old age, you know, there wouldn't be any more books. And that's the first time it really went through my head that, wow, people, like normal people, can grow up to be writers. I'm not sure about the normal part, but you know what I meant. It wasn't just some group of people off on a hill somewhere. Wow, you know, I could grow up to be a writer. And that's when I decided that that's what I wanted to do, because somebody had to, or all those people would die out and we wouldn't have any more books.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, because I'm definitely enjoying the series. Now, I did notice in the first book that you mostly focused on Connor and Brian McFadden's point of view, and then you kind of extended that in the second book. Are we going to get more points of view in the other books?
Oh, yeah. And that's generally been kind of my modus operandi. I start you out with maybe two or three main point of view characters. And then after you get to know them, as the series expands, usually the geographic scope expands and the number of points of view expand. So in Reign of Ash, we get a couple new POV characters. In War of Shadows, which is where my brain is right now because that's what I've just turned in.
Okay.
And I get to start working on the fourth book this summer. We add a few more, and you get to see more of the kingdom and the picture. I try to think of taking a camera lens from kind of a close-up back and then back and then back, so that The further into the series you get, the more you're going, wow, this is a really big place.
Yeah, so we had the six group of friends, like, you know, Piran, Kestel, Daw, and, you know, Varen. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing their points of view, just because I've gotten to know their characters and I actually enjoy them. So, and especially Pinhala, we got his point of view in the second book, but then we didn't really get the vampire's point of view, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, you know, Connor becomes a bigger and bigger character. Mm-hmm. He's one of those that just sort of grew into the role. I really wasn't sure when I started how big of a role he was going to have, and he's really, you know, expanded into becoming a second main character. Of course, we have Blaine's point of view. And we also meet somebody in Reign of Ash, Nicholas Thielsen, who is an old friend of Blaine's, and he brings a very important viewpoint. And then in War of Shadows, we'll add a couple more.
Okay.
But I can't tell you without spoilers.
I know. And it seems like, I feel like a lot of people have been getting beat up in these novels, and I'm just so afraid that someone's going to die, like a main character, and I'm just afraid of that. Just please tell me not anytime soon.
Everybody dies. You know, sometimes sooner or later. I just can't tell you when. And it doesn't mean that everybody is dead by the end of the book, certainly. But, you know, if you take anybody off the table, then it lowers the suspense. So let's say they all feel suitably jeopardized for quite some time.
So tell us a little bit more about the other series that you've worked on before Ascendant Kingdoms.
Oh, my Chronicles of the Necromancer series is really six books. When I switched from Solaris books to Orbit books, they made me change the name for the last two and call it the Fallen Kingdom cycle, but it's really all the Chronicles.
Gotcha.
And that starts with the Summoner, and that's set in a completely different world, completely different characters than the Ascendant Kingdoms books. But the main character there is Triss Drake. Starts out as the younger son, the second prince, the spare of the heir and a spare. Has no aspirations for the crown, wants to just go off to the hunting lodge and forget about all the politics, until his half-brother murders their parents and is out to murder him and take the throne. And then he has to, you know, he runs with four of his close friends. They're just trying to survive, get across the kingdom into exile, at which point it becomes very clear to him that the only person who can really stop his truly awful half-brother is him. And he's going to have to go back and fix this. So, and meanwhile, he's coming to grips with discovering that he is really his grandmother's spirit heir. He has her magic, which is a very rare talent to intercede between the living and the dead. Mm-hmm. Hence the fact that it's the Chronicles of the Necromancer, and the Necromancer is a good guy.
Well, that's good to hear. I would hate to see if he's a bad guy.
Well, you know, in so much RPG and everything else, the Necromancer is always the bad guy raising mm-hmm. the undead, you know, and casting curses and all that. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of put that trope on its head and go, well, you know, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're evil, and just because you can deal with the dead doesn't mean you have to do it for bad purposes. And what would be that line, and what are the temptations, and, you know, where is that power corrupting, and how can you hold out against that? So that's been a lot of fun working with those characters.
So you had your launch party last night, which was fun, and you teased a lot of your upcoming projects, and especially with anthologies and just, you know, you've done a lot of research. So what has been the most interesting research that you've done so far for your books or even upcoming books?
Well, you know, the research is always a lot of fun, and you've got to be careful when you're an author, because a lot of us secretly like to research, and so if you don't keep some reins on it, you go off researching and kind of lose your way back. My Deadly Curiosities series comes out from Solaris this summer, and that first title is Deadly Curiosities. It's an urban fantasy set in Charleston, South Carolina. And it features an antique and curio shop that exists to get dangerous magical items off the market and out of the wrong hands. So there's, you know, been a lot of fun researching Charleston and the history there. And I use a lot of voodoo in that series. So
okay.
Researching voodoo and, you know, going down to New Orleans and doing some research there. So that was a lot of fun. I've got a new steampunk book coming out, hopefully a new series next year. That's under contract. That'll come out in early 2015. The first title is Iron and Blood. And that is set in an alternate history, Pittsburgh, in the 1890s. So while I lived in Pittsburgh for 10 years, going back and researching, you know, what was going on in the 1890s, where were things, what things were there, what things weren't, what was that bridge called back then? Because it was not the existing bridge, it was a former bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting my own spin on it and twisting it a little bit to make it the alternate history, that's been a lot of fun. So, you know, and then, of course, with Ascendant Kingdoms, you're always looking up, how far can a trebuchet shoot?
Yeah, because they're trying to developing their weapons via DAW, and DAW is just awesome. And so you also have a podcast.
I do the Ghost in the Machine podcast, and that's probably about 5 or 6 years old now, where it's either me interviewing other authors,
okay.
or I have guest authors who do readings from their works.
That is cool.
Whether or not I'm doing the interviews depends directly on how much I'm traveling and whether or not I'm around to do those interviews.
Right.
Otherwise, I get folks to read from their upcoming work, but that's always fun.
So is it like a weekly or a biweekly podcast?
It's about a twice-a-month podcast.
That's biweekly.
Which is about what I can fit in. Yes, that would be biweekly. Well, except that suggests that you launch in the same 2 weeks every
well,
month.
Well, true.
Yeah, we got two up this week. This month. Is good.
Yeah, so how fun is it to do the podcast? And you're kind of also supporting other authors while you're also trying to support yourself and do your own work. So how cool is that just to dig into other authors' brains and maybe, you know, do other collaborations with it via anthologies?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it really arose out of, I go to all these conventions mm-hmm. and I meet all these other authors. And, you know, I'm privileged to meet some of the authors that I have, you know, just grown up venerating. And, oh, my God, I'm on a panel with them.
Yeah.
You know, squee. And, you know, I really wanted to kind of bring them home and introduce them to all my readers and my friends. And so the closest I can do with that is by offering them an interview or a podcast. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who are other authors, and there's never too much publicity for your book because
exactly.
It's so hard. You know, so much is coming out. People are bombarded. You can never give too much publicity to somebody's book. So
exactly.
It all works out.
Now, you're an awesome con DC. There are just several media guests that maybe you've heard about, and I'm like, who are you just totally geeking out that's here that maybe you don't have a chance to meet, but you're just like, just that they're here, I'm just excited.
Oh, I'm totally geeking out that Billy Piper's here. You know, I haven't had a chance to be anywhere even close to her line. I know I won't even get a glimpse of her unless she happens to be in the elevator with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. We breathe the same air in the convention center. It's
yeah,
all good.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's my fangirl squee.
Yeah, yep, Yep. So what other conventions are you going to be at this year?
Well, next weekend I'll be at RavenCon in Richmond, and then in May I'll be at Balticon, and then I'm signing in the Solaris Books booth at Book Expo in New York, and then I'm a guest at Con Carolinas in Charlotte. In July I'm at Congregate up in the Raleigh area, and LibertyCon in Chattanooga. And then Labor Day weekend, I'm at DragonCon in Atlanta. And in October, I'm in Contraflow in New Orleans. And then I'll do World Fantasy in back here in D.C. in November.
Ooh, there's a fantasy convention?
World Fantasy, yeah. Now, World Fantasy is very different from this. There's costuming and everything. It's really more of a professional networking get-together.
Oh, okay.
But it is, you know, open to the public, and, you know, you can get your passes and all that, and it'll be right here in Washington, D.C., but it's across the river in Crystal City.
Okay. So where can people find you? You have your own website, and you're on Twitter. Like, where can people find you?
Oh, well, and I hope you do find me, because I like to hang out and have conversations with people. So my website is ascendantkingdoms.com, and on Twitter, I'm Gail Z. Martin. And on Facebook, I'm The Winter Kingdoms, and right now I'm doing a giveaway. If you like my Facebook page, you're entered to have a chance to win one of my free signed books. And I'm also on Wattpad, and in the next couple of weeks, I will be one of their featured authors, and I'll be debuting an original, never-before-seen novella in the Deadly Curiosities series, and that'll be free on Wattpad, so keep an eye out for that. And I also do a monthly discussion on Goodreads.
Okay.
So please find me on that. I'm Gail Z. Martin out there. I try to keep it pretty simple for folks.
Right. So thank you for taking the time to talk with me. In fact, I'll definitely try and get your panel that's coming up shortly here, social media and authors. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much.